Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Mortgage holders are once again bracing themselves for another interest rate hike. An increase of 0.25% is expected from the European Central Bank at its meeting tomorrow, bringing their rates to their highest level in 22 years in an unprecedentedly fast tightening cycle. But could we be nearing the end of the upward trend in interest rates? Well, Martina Hennessy is the Managing Director of Dottl.ie and she joins us now on the line. Martina, you're welcome to the programme. More bad news for mortgage holders.
Yes, Sarah, I'm afraid so. So 12 months ago, when the ECB first started to increase their rates, the president of the ECB, Christine Lagarde, had cautioned that the increase was not just a step, but a journey. And it certainly has been the case. Mm. So tomorrow, tracker mortgage holders are bracing themselves again for the ninth increase in 12 months, which would see the ECB refi rate, so the base rate, go to 4.25% from, again, a 0% stance 12 months ago. So a huge and significant increase for those tracker mortgage holders who at intervals over the last 12 months have seen their rates rise and their repayments increase.
So just for an example, maybe on somebody on a tracker mortgage, we'll say on €250,000 of a mortgage with 20 years left, what are they looking at?
Yeah, so an increase tomorrow, we would see that mortgage holder with a €250,000 mortgage, a term remaining of 20 years, their repayments will have increased €540 per month from where it was 12 months ago. So that's €6,500 a year that they'll experience in terms of their rate increase. So the average tracker margin in Ireland is 1.15%. The base rate expected tomorrow to go to 4.25% would bring that tracker mortgage holder's rate to 5.4%. And again, that massive increase of €6,500 per annum in rates in a 12-month period, in repayments over a 12-month period.
We've spoken to you a couple of times in the programme over the last couple of months as we've been getting these announcements from the ECB. And I know you've been saying that there is still value to be found out there, particularly for those tracker mortgage holders that you're talking about. Is there still value to be had out there?
Yep, so we have a really great window at the moment where there's still rates at sub 4%. So we still have rates in the market. We've whole of term fixed rate mortgages starting from 3.95%. So you could lock down at 3.95% for the remaining term in your mortgage. There's also rates, short term fixed rates, 3 and 5 year fixed rates with 3 year fixed starting from 3.8. There's green rates that are available at 3.65. There's a lot of value if you have lower loan to value rates, if your loan to value is low, such as 60% loan to value rate starting from 3.6. So there's certainly value still there. You know, because the market has increased, because there's been a shift from the lower rate to the new norm of a higher rate environment, it doesn't mean that there's not value to be had by reviewing rates. Mm. There's certainly some excellent rates still there. And again, calling back to that tracker mortgage holder who's now going to be at an average of 5.4% going forward, if you can lock in at a lower rate, at under 4%, there's really benefit in doing so. I would expect rates to continue to increase from the Irish lenders outside of the tracker rates. You know, funding costs are increasing for the banks. So it is expected that rates will still increase towards the end of this year. But there's certainly an opportunity now to really, if you're on a tracker rate, if you're on a variable rate, or coming to an end of fixed rate, to look at rates.
Do we expect the ECB to continue to raise rates, or do we think that possibly this might be the end?
That's a difficult one. Earlier this week, there were some indications that, you know, there could be, there was more of a lean towards the perhaps that there could be a rate increase in September. But today, it seems that, you know, there's less of a thought that rates will increase again in September. Whether they do increase in September or not will depend on the new economic forecasts from the euro area, which will be published by the bank tomorrow. So that'll really look to say whether there'll be a further indication of rate increase in September. There's a further European monetary policy meeting in October and December. So plenty of opportunity for rate increases. But if we look at the euro area, consumer price inflation has peaked, it would seem, and core inflation should soften further. And that would mean that we should be coming near the end of the ECB rate increases. And
oh yeah, fingers crossed on that one. I just wanted to ask then finally, if we are coming near the end, you know, if we've near the peak or peaked, hopefully, if you are planning to fix then, Martina, I wonder how long should you fix for? Because it's unlikely, is it, that these rates can stay this high for that long?
Well, I think we've come out of a really low interest rate environment. So funding costs were 0% and negative from 2016 to 2022. When rates were even at those negative funding costs, the banks were charging 3%. So if you're fixed, it's the Irish banks or the banks operating in Ireland, it's their rates that prevail. So they will be slow. They still haven't peaked in terms of the Irish banks' rates. Okay, so they'll still continue to increase regardless of whether the ECB now call a halt to their increases. I expect that they'll increase towards the year end, the Irish banks' rates. It will be some time before they come back down. So if you're looking at rates, the most common rates in Ireland are the 3, 4 and 5 year fixed rates. They're still very, very popular. You know, there's some people do feel that rates will come back down more quickly. They're unlikely to. They haven't hit their peak yet. The fixed rates in Ireland are still going up. Bank of Ireland increased their rates today. AIB were earlier this month, and there's still more to come. So fix in the medium to long term, and what's affordable for you is really what you should be looking at.
All right, Martina, thank you very much for talking to us. This is Martina Hennessy, Managing Director of Dottle.ie.